Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, man.
Are you ready to start this interview?
I am.
Okay, great. So, welcome to Rock Overdose. Would you like to tell me the bad news so far?
I'm compiling some riffs. I'm working in the air, and for Hanzi, I've already sent him some free songs, and I'm focusing on working in the warehouse and getting our office finished, because that's actually quite a big job, going through archives and all that kind of stuff. And before too long, we'll be preparing to go back on the road in January, and next year is going to be a very busy touring year.
I
So.
see. 4 months ago, you released your 12th studio album named Incorruptible. What's the feedback so far?
It's been killer. I mean, it's a big record, man. So it's fans are excited, it's selling great. So yeah, it's cool.
You have stated that you're sure this album will be a classic Iced Earth record. Now, 4 months after its release, do you feel the same?
Yeah, I do. I mean, what I said was I feel like it's going to be a classic, and I know I'm aware that the fans ultimately decide that, but the fans are very fired up all over the world. So, it's definitely my instincts are usually right when it comes to that kind of stuff, and I was feeling it pretty strong very early in the writing process, and it's so far it's playing out that way. We'll see. You can't decide in 4 months if it's a classic. It's going to be a
Yeah,
few
of
years,
course.
but
In my ears, this album reminds me a lot about the Dark Saga album. Did it come up naturally, or you wanted to go back to that era?
No, it definitely came naturally. The only thing that I did from a production standpoint was I pulled out the amplifier that I used on Something Wicked This Way Comes. So that was, those tones are pretty similar, because the amplifier that I had built by Larry Grohman, the first one I used on Burnt Offerings and Dark Saga, and then I had him build another one, and I used that on Something Wicked. And the drastic difference between guitar sounds on Burnt Offering and on Dark Saga are the way we mic the amplifiers. There was a lot of out of phase miking going on to give it more of a scoop sound on the Burnt Offerings album, whereas on Dark Saga things were in phase more. So it's a production thing, but that's the songs themselves were really. Everything flowed very naturally. There was no, I don't think the production sounds like Dark Saga. I think it's actually pretty far away from that if you were to compare the two records together. But the feeling is just that the songs were flowing very naturally, and that was happening in that period as well. So, it's just I don't really know how to describe the way the energy comes in when we're making a record. Sometimes everything's flows in a really smooth and natural way, and sometimes it's a little more work, and sometimes we're really under pressure for time, and so there's a lot of it's a lot. Next year is the 30th anniversary of the name change from Purgatory to Iced Earth, so it's been a long journey, man.
Okay. In my ears, this album, a lot of people agree that The Clear the Way is one of the best songs you've written in years. I have to say that I really like the epicness of this song, but as a young man, I prefer the Seven-Headed Horde, which is really fast and wild and reminds me some Slayer stuff. What's your opinion about that, and which song of the album do you prefer?
And you were cutting out really bad, so I didn't hear the first three quarters of your question. Try
Okay.
again, please.
A lot of people agree that The Clear the Way is one of the best songs you've written in years. So, I have to say that I really like the epicness of this song, but as a young man, I prefer the Seven-Headed Horde, which is more fast and wild, and it reminds me some Slayer stuff. What's your opinion about that, and which song of the album do you prefer mostly?
I mean, I think there's a lot of these songs are some of the best that I've written. in my career or COVID in my career. So, you know, depending on which track. And Clear the Way is definitely, it was a fun one to do, and it's something that I've been planning for a lot of years. It's kind of been brewing in the back of my mind for many years now. And I mean, I haven't sat down, I didn't sit down and start working on parts, but it's just one of those things that one of these days I want to write a song about the Irish Brigade, and I did it. And I still have plenty of ideas like that. They sit in my mind maybe for 8 years, 10 years, where I'm thinking, yeah, someday that's going to happen, and then it just happens when the time's right. But is Seven-Headed Horse Slayer-ish? Yes, it is. I mean, it's a, you know, harmonic minor kind of thing, and of course we've done that stuff in the past, but I would say that's a definite Slayer influence, and it's got a kind of a tribute to Milla from Creator and Chuck from Death on vocals, and, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different vibes throughout this record, but I would agree. I mean, I love the record, man. So
you said that you had the idea of the Clear the Way for many years. I think you have stated that you had this idea for 10 or 15 years, something like that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it goes, you know, I'm sure it goes back to at least when I was in the writing process for The Glorious Burden. I think I probably even considered doing one about the Irish Brigade then, but because of the magnitude of Gettysburg, I just left it. I left it with the, you know, that song, 32 minutes of music. I mean, three songs, but still, it's all related to that battle. And so, you know, that was it was an idea. I also have, I want to write about a song about the Battle of Austerlitz from the Napoleonic Wars, and I want to write my own version of a story about Alexander the Great. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I want to do, but I can't do it all at once, and I have to do it when it feels like the natural time to do it. I can't force it. And so, you know, who knows when these things will happen. It's just, I kind of let my higher self speak to me when we get into these modes. And, you know, as long as there's not a concept that we're chasing or a big story or a part of a story or whatever, then, you know, there's more room for bringing in different ideas on an album cycle. And we don't have any plans to do a story on the next album, but you never know what's going to happen over the course of the next year and a half. I mean, we're not even going to think about writing a new Iced Earth album for quite a while. So we've got a lot of work to do on this one yet.
But as I understand, you have a lot of ideas for some next songs in the future.
There's always ideas, man. There's more. I have way more ideas than I will ever be able to make a reality in my lifetime.
Why did you decide that this is the proper time to write the Clear the Way?
It just felt right. You know, I mean, I knew I had an opportunity of to write. I didn't want to make it a theme record or a concept record, so I had kind of an opportunity to write about a bunch of different subjects, and I just felt like it was a good move to make. It felt right to me. I actually had recently unpacked this painting called Clear the Way by Dom Troiani, and it's an amazing piece of art, and it was hanging in my house for many, many years, and it ended up being boxed away in storage, and I unpacked it, and it just made me kind of reconnect with that energy in a way, and it just happened, man. I don't really think too deeply. I just go with it, you know.